Protein at every meal, how to make sure you're getting enough. Protein is an essential part of a healthy diet, yet many older adults are not getting enough of it. One study, published in the Journal of Nutrition, Health and Aging, found up to 46% of older adults get less than the daily recommended amount. What are the benefits of eating more protein? While early research stated that too much protein, particularly animal protein, could result in excess acid in the body adversely affecting bone health, long-term studies now show that high-protein diets can actually improve bone health. People who eat more protein tend to maintain bone mass better as they age and have a much lower risk of osteoporosis and bone fractures, particularly in postmenopausal women. Protein plays a key role in prevention of osteoporosis, Jackie Nugent, registered dietitian and a plant-based chef in Brooklyn, New York, told the Epoch Times. Maintaining high levels of protein is crucial for vitality during the aging process, especially for women. Higher protein meals have also been demonstrated to increase satiety more than those that are higher in carbs and fats, which assists weight loss goals by decreasing appetite. One study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that increased protein intake may facilitate a reduction in energy consumption under ad libitum dietary conditions. In addition, eating more protein may help stave off cravings and late-night munchies. Overweight men who increased their protein intake to 25% of their calories had fewer cravings and were half as likely to snack late at night when compared to those consuming lower levels of protein, according to a study in the journal Obesity. Another benefit of increased protein intake includes increased thermogenesis, which augments the amount of energy, and thus calories, the body expends, as well as increasing the possibility of retaining lean muscle mass and improving metabolic function. A leaner physique may also help extend life expectancy. One study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that people in the highest 50% of lean body mass lived longer than those in the lower half. The best types of protein, an ongoing debate. There is much debate over the kind of protein that is best for people, particularly when it comes to animal versus non-animal sources. Dr. Ted Naiman, a board-certified family medicine physician, thinks the argument is much ado about nothing, particularly if someone is considering upping the amount of protein in the diet as a weight loss tool. Just getting a total quantity high enough is more important than where it came from, because, at the end of the day, it's just 20 amino acids that break down immediately in the stomach anyway, he said in a recent podcast titled, Achieve Your Ideal Body Composition, with fellow physician, Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. However, some plant-based sources of proteins, known as incomplete proteins, do not contain the complete amino acid profile the body requires for organ function and muscle repair. Proteins found in grains and cereals, for example, contain barely any lysine, an essential amino acid. Others such as legumes contain plenty of lysine, but not other amino acids such as tryptophan, methionine, and cysteine, which is why it is often recommended to eat grains as a complement to peas, beans, or lentils. Dr. Naiman says that as long as people get enough non-animal-based protein, the benefits are the same. However, the less protein a person eats as part of their overall diet, the more important it is that it comes from animal sources. In short, it is recommended that vegans and vegetarians increase the total amount of protein they are taking in and from as wide a range of sources as possible to reduce the potential deficiencies in micronutrients such as vitamin B12 and iron. Ms. Jones recommends pairing legumes such as beans and lentils with higher protein grains such as farro, bulgur, or quinoa. This is not to say quality is irrelevant. The protein in hot dogs and burgers comes with fat, carbs, and food additives. I'm worried about the ratio of protein to non-protein energy, Dr. Naiman says. Another consideration is timing. Prioritizing protein at every meal rather than relying on dinner for a majority of protein requirements has been shown to improve muscle protein synthesis. In addition, those who eat a generous amount of protein earlier in the day tend to eat fewer total calories later in the day. A study involving mice also showed that a high-protein breakfast promotes greater muscle growth. How much protein is enough? The recommended dietary allowance for protein is 0.8 of protein per kilogram of body weight or 0.36 grams per pound for someone who is not physically active. This is the minimum amount required to prevent illness and major disease. A physically active person requires more. However, many nutritionists and physicians agree more protein is preferable to build and maintain strength and prevent degenerative disease. Many experts now recommend 1.2 grams of protein per 1 kilogram body weight at a bare minimum. That number supports satiety and aids in healthy blood sugar responses, important functions of protein before it's even used to build other important proteins in the body. Kelly Jones, a registered dietitian and board-certified specialist in sports dietetics, told the Epoch Times. She also states that women in the perimenopausal and menopausal stages of life should aim for 1.4 grams per kilogram of body weight. During perimenopause and menopause, women are more likely to lose muscle mass, but higher intakes are found to reduce muscle losses, which can better support long-term muscle functionality and independence at later stages of life. Others say up to 1 gram per pound of body weight is a better goal, particularly for those who exercise regularly and require more efficient muscle recovery or are looking to gain muscle or increase their lean muscle ratio. One short-term study found that doubling the RDA to 2.4 grams per kilogram body weight helps with lean mass gains and fat mass loss, particularly when combined with high-intensity exercise. Ms. Jones says she never recommends more than 2.5 grams per kilogram. Dr. Naiman also emphasizes in the podcast that protein calculation should be based on a person's ideal or desired weight, not their current weight unless they are already at their ideal weight. How to get more protein. To meet protein requirements, Ms. Nugent says it's important to have a good quality protein source at every meal, particularly breakfast, and including snacks. She tells her clients to think protein plus produce when it comes to snacks. Combinations such as hummus and cucumber slices, or nut butter plus bananas in a smoothie are quick and easy. However, when considering smoothies, try to avoid those found in restaurants and chain juice stores, as they are often loaded with extra sugar and calories. A high-quality protein powder can simply be mixed with water or milk of choice and a little low-sugar fruit, such as berries. Smoothies are also a great way to add an extra nutritional boost, such as spinach or flax, chia, or hemp seeds for fiber, healthy fats, or extra protein. Ms. Jones recommends prepping veggie egg muffins or freezer frittata burritos in advance that you can heat and take on the go for breakfast. She also likes Greek yogurt or plant-based Greek yogurt alternatives to enhance a cereal and fruit breakfast. Eggs are a great source of protein and a nutritionist favorite, especially considering egg yolks do not impact blood cholesterol as negatively as was previously thought. A quick, on-the-go snack can also provide a healthy dose of protein. Meat sticks and jerky have grown in popularity over the past few years. Most provide around 10 to 12 grams of protein and very few, if any, carbohydrates. It's best to find ones made with grass-fed meat and few added ingredients. There are also meal delivery plans that can tailor meals to include more protein and simplify meal prep.